This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink.
Good morning, everybody. This is Michael McCammon, a medicine man, and we're here to talk about the relationship of the human body, your body, to the earth and the entire universe. Isn't that exciting? So if anyone wants, maybe hopefully it won't be too obscure or metaphysical, but because we want something relevant that we can use in our own life. So if you'd like to call in after a little song, we'll talk about the relationship of your body to this whole earth. So welcome back to Medicine Man. This is Mike McKimmon, and we're going to be talking about how our own bodies are very similar to the body of the earth, in fact, the whole damn universe. It's incredible, and why am I thinking about this? Because I've been watching that incredible program narrated by Will Smith. How many of you are watching this One Strange Rock? It's just an incredible program about the universe, and when the first astronauts looked back at Earth to see this beautiful jewel in the darkness of space. And so far, of all the millions and trillions of other stars and planets out there, they haven't found anything like Earth. And it is quite fascinating because I hope I never grizzle and moan again about anything, because we are extremely lucky. So anyway, what facilitated this was, here I was, bounding away in the mall about 3 weeks ago, feeling absolutely fantastic, as I do, and basically thinking to myself, and having told people when they asked that I never get sick, I got hit by a truck. I was just walking through the wall, and I got hit by a metaphysical truck, which was the dreaded Lurgy, the flu, which caught me by surprise, actually, because I thought I was doing all the right stuff. But then I remembered that, as I've talked in some other programs, that, you know, when you get cold, it contracts, and anything that's genetically weak, or if you have any weak area in the body, these particular toxins, the mucus, the pus, and the sludge of normal metabolic waste, is also apparently a few dietary indiscretions from time to time, as we all do. These things, in certain circumstances, will settle in areas of weakness in your body, and these are often genetic weaknesses or areas where you may have been wounded either mentally, physically, psychologically. The toxins will settle in those areas, and there's an excellent book by Louise Hay called, basically, you can look at the psychological reasons behind some illnesses. Now, of course, it's not as simple as that because there's so many things. Oh, and by the way, those people that take it too literally, when I say I felt like I'd been hit by a truck, I felt like I'd been hit by a truck with something that brought me down with the flu. So, but knowing the principles of certain things you do, you just stop eating gooey, sticky food. Not that I do anyway, but and just have lots of things that cleanse the body. But it actually took about 3 weeks, and it got me thinking about a number of things, particularly the flu, because I've been running into people that, like this morning, that had this nasty lung thing, the flu, for she's had it for months and can't shake it, and there's a number of people. So if you're going through things like that, I've already told you some things you can do, such as lemons and garlic, you know, drink lots of water, hot soups, chicken broth, you can't beat it, is the best way to let nature take its course. So from a naturopathic point of view, the flu or anything like that, which is a personal disease, something that actually builds up metabolically that isn't necessarily transmitted, it's basically just garbage that's collected in weak areas of your body, and you just need to give yourself a chance, because the human body, your body, is doing a cleansing thing all the time. But when we look at the earth, we find that we've now got an ocean full of plastic, and it can take hundreds, if not thousands, of years to get that plastic out of there. So the Earth is actually going through a cleansing process, and it always has. It's got volcanoes, it's got ice ages, it's got floods, it's got wind, it's got all sorts of things that are constantly cleansing. And there's this amazing correlation between the Earth and what our body's doing. And I'd like to say some little facts about that, because, you know, the oxygen, we've got lots of oxygen, and the one thing about this planet that makes it livable, we've got this incredible oxygen. And oxygen contributes about 65%, I think, of the weight of our body. So most of the oxygen, though, is found in water. And, of course, we're a watery planet. And water contains in our bodies, about 60% of our body is actually water, which is similar to the, I think the planet has about a similar amount of water. So oxygen can be found in various places in the body, but particularly in proteins and the lungs and the blood. So your blood needs to be oxygenated. And, of course, your red blood cells are carrying oxygen. And that's what's happening around the planet. The water around the planet is carrying oxygen around, which is quite extraordinary. And of course, carbon, another element, accounts for about 18 to 20% of the weight of your body. And there's a whole lot of organic compounds, and they all contain carbon. So carbon's essentially helps the body's metabolism to function. And the same thing is the planet. So hydrogen is responsible for about 10% of the body's weight, and most of the hydrogen is also found in water. So we've already talked about the importance of water, but what about nitrogen? Nitrogen is something, of course, that's everywhere, but it enters the body through the food we eat, and it accounts for about 3% of our weight, and nitrogen is a very important element in amino acids, which create proteins. And then we talk about calcium, and yet we've only got about 1.5% of the weight of the human body is actually in calcium, and a lot of it is actually in the bones and the teeth. And the body also uses calcium to contract its muscles. So the thing with calcium is there's a fine relationship between calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and most of the calcium, though, in your body is actually in a liquid form again. So we're going back to water. Now, phosphorus is I think of phosphorus as a brain element, but phosphorus accounts for only about 1% of your weight. And like calcium, it's also found in bones and teeth. And it's part of the ATP, which is an energy production that's produced in the mitochondria of your cells. And so phosphorus is an energy source. The other thing is potassium, and we don't get enough potassium because when you peel your potatoes, you're throwing away all the potassium. So potassium's a key component of your nervous system, and it helps to keep your heartbeat regular. So if you've got heart problems, it can also be a lack of potassium. We've also got sulfur, believe it or not. We've got sulfur in our body. It's only about 0.25% of the body's weight. And it's in some amino acids and proteins. It may not seem like a lot, but if you didn't have potassium, you wouldn't be able to produce the right proteins essential for your actual life. And, of course, when we look at the seawater, of course, it's sodium. Now, the salinity of seawater on this planet is very similar to our blood. We've actually come from the sea. I believe that, you know, our ancestry is actually more like dolphins and fish, than gorillas, I think. But anyway, the sodium's really, really important. So if you've got just the right amount of sodium, it's essential for the functioning of the nerves and the muscles as well. So sodium is the great alkalizer of the body. Without sodium, we'd all be in a great deal of pain or dead because it alkalizes. And when you get tissues that are too acidic and not enough sodium, you will have fibromyalgia and all sorts of things like that. So I might add that I've already given a talk about the right source of sodium, which is natural salt, not that pure white deadly stuff with the chemicals in it that we used to have. It's Himalayan salt or Pacific Ocean salt from New Zealand. Chlorine is another one, and you find the chloride in the salt. And chloride is only about 1/8 of the body's weight, but it helps to transport the enzymes that are essential for processes in the body. And magnesium is a very, very tiny amount. But without magnesium, you'd be in spasm, and magnesium's a brain nutrient as well. But we find that by giving people magnesium, you can sleep better. And if you've got sort of restless legs, or Charlie horses that get cramp, you have just the right amount of magnesium. So the elements on Earth, that actually the Earth thrives with all different elements for different reasons. The Earth is actually a living system. And so are we. We have the same elements of Earth as we have in our bodies. We're made of Earth. But going further back, if you want to watch that program on One Strange Rock that I talked about, it's amazing to see the connection between the human body, all life on Earth, in fact, the entire universe. And it's really interesting. There's a picture you can see of dark matter, and it's extraordinary because it looks identical to the scan of the human brain. You know, the dark matter actually looks very, very similar to, a scan of all the nerves in the human brain. So it's profound to see the relationship that we have to the whole of life. So for a human body, our bodies, to be healthy, we need all the minerals in balance. I've talked about this before, that if you're just deficient in one single mineral, it can have a kind of a domino effect. For example, if you're short of iodine, it can profoundly affect your weight. And if you don't have enough iodine, you've got hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism, which means low thyroid, it's not pushing out enough T3, T4, thyroxine. And what happens, your metabolism slows up and you start putting on weight. You also can be emotionally up and down. Without that, just an incredibly small amount of iodine can change that. So yet we're deficient in iodine in our soils. And the problem is, I've said before, that when you take iodized salt, you think you're getting the iodine, but unless you're putting it in the meal after it's cooked, you're losing all the iodine because it's incredibly heat sensitive. So we have a nation of hypothyroids. So, and also, it's very common to have magnesium deficiencies. And of course, we know about iron deficiencies when you're pregnant or if you've got some other conditions that can cause iron deficiencies, such as bleeding ulcer, or you're not getting enough iron in your food, or you've got improper digestive system. And so we need all these different minerals. Selenium is another one. It's actually an anti-cancer factor. We're low in selenium. We're also low in boron, which is tied in with some arthritic conditions. But rather than go through every one of these minerals, it's an importance. The mistake is by giving one of these minerals to hopefully correct it. It's so complex that one mineral taken on its own, such as, say, calcium or magnesium or whatever, giving any one of those, even iron, can cause problems. So, for example, if you're taking iron on its own, it can be constipating. If you're taking too much magnesium, it can actually do the opposite and give you diarrhea. If you take too much selenium, it's quite toxic. And if you take too much iodine, it can make you run around like a twit. So it can make you hyperactive. And so there's this incredible balance, and that basically our nature knows best. So the best way to take these minerals is in a mineral supplement that actually has the whole lot. And of course, we make that. We call it Mineral Max. A good thing to do is also, obviously, it's a no-brainer, but to have foods that have the highest level of minerals. And the minerals are the common denominator of disease. So let's go through some of the foods that you can snack on or have on a daily basis that have actually got this nutrient-dense quantity of minerals. So the first one at the top of the list really is nuts. So they contain 8 essential amino acids. In other words, from the nuts, you can actually manufacture your own protein. And so nuts are loaded with calcium. You know, for your bones, I've got copper, iron, phosphorus, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. This is just general, but nuts are fairly cholesterol-lowering too. And you don't want to have too many nuts, and it depends on your digestive system. Now, ideally, if you're eating nuts, you should have lots of water with them, because to break down the proteins, you actually need a lot of water. But the thing about nuts is you also need to have them salted, which is funny that, isn't it? Now, the best way to consume nuts is actually to soak them overnight in salt water, saline. In other words, about a litre of water with a teaspoon, or actually a tablespoon of salt, and soak your nuts overnight, then drain them, and then lightly bake them in the oven. And that removes the phytic acid or the phytates that prevent you from absorbing the proteins. But when you eat nuts properly and properly prepared, they're an incredible source of minerals. The other thing that people don't eat enough of is actually beans and lentils, generally because they affect the digestive system. But again, if you soak them overnight and pour off the water, what you'll do is you'll get rid of the phytates, which are the enzyme inhibitors, and you'll be able to get all the nutrients from them. And when you cook beans or lentils, put a bay leaf in there, a dried bay leaf, and you will find that you won't have the digestive problems. But remember that phytic acid also upsets the digestion. The other thing that Not many. I know an amazing number of people that hate eating their greens. Isn't that funny? And I know one chap, he's 97, but the only reason he's 97 is because his 98-year-old wife, he's 96 and she's 97, make sure he eats his veggies of the day. Otherwise, he'd just live on biscuits. But the dark leafy greens, I've got this magic stuff called chlorophyll. And as I've explained before, chlorophyll is molecularly almost identical to human hemoglobin. And by eating lots of dark greens, you're going to get a really good blood supply. And it makes sense when you look at the minerals in greens like spinach, silver beet, broccoli, cabbage. There's lots of calcium in there, lots of copper and iron, potassium, there's magnesium, and there's zinc. And of course, zinc is a wound healer. So if you're finding that you've lost your sense of taste and your wounds are slow to heal, you may in fact be deficient in zinc. So half your plate should always be green, should be greens. How many people do that? But by feeding up on greens, especially when you've got the dreaded lurgy, the flu, can actually help your immune system because it boosts your red blood cells and they get bigger and stronger, and then they start delivering more oxygen to your brain and your cells. And then, of course, your white blood cells, those cells that like to fight viruses and bugs, they get stronger and they start replicating in response to the infection you may have. Now, the next highest source of minerals is actually fish from the sea. You see, the fish are eating other fish and they're eating sea vegetables and they're loaded with goodies, including calcium, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium and selenium. And we won't get selenium from plants from the earth unless you're using alfalfa leaf, but it must be older than 5 years, the plant itself, to get all the selenium. So fish is a good way to get our selenium. So it's a really top quality protein that's much more easier to digest than red meat. And it's loaded with heart-healthy omega-3. So, you know, the best fish is really salmon, tuna, mackerel. But my favourite fish would be good old canned sardines. And I have to say that... Yes, sardines are an incredible source of calcium and essential fatty acids. So if you like sardines, a can a day or small, you know, those King Oscar sardines are, oh, brilliant. Okay, another source of minerals is seeds. So they've got between 5 and 8 essential minerals, depending what seeds you eat. But the best ones, of course, are pumpkin seeds because they're loaded with zinc and they're fantastic for both the prostate gland, and they tend to be anti-parasitic, so they help to get rid of worms. But most seeds contain copper, iron, phosphorus, selenium and zinc, you know, and the seeds themselves are packed with nutrients. They are high in calories though, so try not to have too much of them, but maybe I know a small palmful a day. The other thing is you can't beat shellfish as long as it comes from clean oceans. And shellfish has their top 5 essential amino acids too. And again, they've got the copper, the iron, the selenium and the zinc. But again, the omega-3s, the heart healthy, they're very heart healthy. And another one is mushrooms. So they include copper. They've got copper, zinc. But they're loaded with goodies. But the particularly good mushroom to eat is the shiitake mushroom, which is an immunostimulant. It helps build your immunity. So there's so many really good things. Now, in general, grain is not really wonderful for human bodies, but depends on your blood group. If you're an old blood group like O, which is about 51 or something percent of our population, so 50% of us shouldn't be eating grains. That's quite a statement, isn't it? But that's depending on your ancestry. But if you do eat grains, the best one is actually oats. And oats are just loaded with iron, phosphorus, selenium and zinc again. But the good thing about oats is they're high fiber. So if you can tolerate the oats, if you do have grain, I have to say that oats, particularly in the winter, is particularly warming. So these are some of the things that are really rich in the minerals. The other thing, again, is, of course, milk. If you can tolerate milk, and a lot of people can't, but if you can't tolerate milk, you might want to try kefir, which is a special bug that makes a wonderful yogurt. And yogurt is loaded with your calcium, potassium and phosphorus, enough magnesium, so there's good nerve nutrient and helps the gut flora. And then, of course, there's things we know like beef and lamb, you know, that are loaded with goodies too. And, of course, our miracle avocados is another one loaded with copper, potassium, magnesium, and they're very heart healthy. So some people feel that dark chocolate's got loaded with iron, magnesium, zinc. And we've also got cheese, but white cheese is better. And white cheese that breaks is better for you. And so there's so many things that actually bring those minerals. Here in my practice, I also give a mineral supplement to make jolly sure. And how do I know a person's absorbing minerals? What happens is if you've got white flecks in the nails, or your nails break, or you've got cracks in the tongue, or your skin's a bit rough, or you've got itches, virtually any symptom, actually, we could say any symptom in the world, like fatigue, immunity problems, inflammation, the common denominator behind every single symptom are mineral deficiencies. I know it's quite a bold statement, but without the full saturation of these minerals, you will not get vitamins working correctly. And the same thing for the earth. We have the right minerals, and we have oxygen, we have iron, we have selenium, we have all these elements of earth that keep a healthy planet. It's quite a huge topic, but what I'm saying is that nature knows best, and to try to have nutrient-dense foods, stay away from the sticky, gooey foods and processed foods, and particularly those that are very high in sugar. We know it's pure, white and deadly. So in conclusion, if you get a chance to watch that incredible program called One Strange Rock, narrated by Will Smith, it's absolutely amazing. And of course, with my passion is how our human bodies are all part of this whole system, and the health of the planet reflects the health of our bodies. So when our planet's becoming polluted, and of course the sea has become polluted, and then we look at the human blood as almost very similar to the Earth's oceans, it's full of life. It's actually full of life. We've got immune cells in there that are chasing bacteria. We've got all sorts of creatures in our bloodstream doing all these wonderful things. But when it's full of pollutants, as I'm seeing every day in my practice now, because we take a single drop of blood and look at it on the microscope and then show it on a big screen to my patient, and it's just wonderful to see what's going on. We can immediately see the level of pollution. So we're talking, first of all, we're going back to minerals. Right? We're going back to minerals, and we're going back to the fact that if you give a body a chance, just like you give the earth a chance and stop polluting it, miracles happen. So rather than throw just more facts, because, you know, we're not short of facts with Google now, are we? We can get facts about anything. We need to just go back to the understanding that nature does know best. You don't have to know all the details, but you do need to know the basic principles. First of all, stop putting poisons in your body. And we're doing that every day with white sugar, white flour, coffee, tea. I'm not saying coffee's bad. There's always moderation. But we are now saturated with petrochemicals. And there are a number of ways to remove petrochemicals both from the earth and from our bodies. And we'll go into that possibly next week on how we can get rid of the petrochemicals. And the next thing to know is to give yourself time. And in a busy world, it's good to take as much time as you can to heal. So nothing chronic will heal in less than 3 months. And the other thing to know is sometimes you have to get sick until you get better. So in other words, sometimes your symptoms will come up to the surface and to be healed. So to squash them down and to ignore them is not the right way. The idea is to understand the processes that's involved, that your body has got this incredible intelligence and you have to just give it a chance. And of course, for my own passion, I love plants. And there are certain plants that have these wonderful properties of activating immune system, building new tissue in your body through their mineral and protein and active principles, and by cleansing your body of these toxins. So I tend to favour herbs, but it's only one of a number of ways that we can cleanse our body and become strong again. So look, thanks for listening. I hope you found something that's useful in your day-to-day life from this little talk. And perhaps if we get a chance, we'll talk about how we're going to deal with the petrochemicals that's accumulating in human bodies these days, because they're causing havoc. And we'll talk about that next time. Thanks for tuning in. Mike McCammon, Medicine Man on Plains FM. If you want to know more, just go to my website on www.nzherbal.com and have a look around. Some good stuff in there. Bye-bye. Compound, most efficacious in every case. Mr. Fleas had sticky out teeth.